Rain of Hell by Sven Hassel, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Chapter 1. Why does the Vistula heave and swell, like the breast of a hero, breathing his last on a wild seashore? Why does the waves lament from the dark of the deep abyss, resound like the sigh of a dying man? From out of the depths of the cold riverbed, like a sad dream of death, the song is sung. From rain-washed fields the silver willows weep in chorus of sorrow. The young girls of Poland have forgotten how to smile. The Germans are, without any doubt, marvelous soldiers. These words were written in his notebook on 21st of May 1940 by the future Field Marshal Lord Allenbrook. This book is dedicated to the unknown soldier and to all the victims of the Second World War, in the hope that never again will politicians plunge us into the irresponsible lunacy of mass murder.
What we want is power, and we have it. We shall keep it. No one shall wrest it from us.
Speech by Hitler at Munich, 30th of November 1932. None of the men of 5th Company wanted to become a guard at Sennelager. But what does it matter what a soldier may or may not want? A soldier is a machine. A soldier is there for the sole purpose of executing orders. Let him make only one slip, and he would very soon find himself transferred to the infamous Punishment Battalion, number 999, the general rubbish tip for all offenders. Examples are legion. Take, for instance, the tank commander who refused to obey an order to burn down a village and all its inhabitants. Court-martial, reduction to the ranks, Germersheim, 999. The sequence was swift and inevitable. Or there again, take the SS Obersturmführer who stood out against his transfer to the security branch. Court-martial, reduction to the ranks, Torgau, 999. All examples have a certain dreary monotony. The pattern, once established, could never be altered, although after a time they did begin swelling the ranks of the punishment battalions by transferring criminals as well as military offenders. In Section 1, Paragraph 1 of the German Army Regulations can be read the following. Military service is a service of honour. And in Paragraph 13, anyone who receives a prison sentence of more than 5 months shall be deemed no longer fit for military service and shall henceforth be debarred from serving in any of the armed forces of land, sea or air. But in Paragraph 36, in exceptional circumstances, paragraph 13 may be disregarded, and men serving prison sentences of more than 5 months may be enlisted in the army, provided they are sent to special disciplinary companies. Certain of the worst classes of offenders shall be drafted into squads occupied solely with mine disposal or burial duties. Such squads not to be supplied with firearms. After 6 months' satisfactory service, such men may be transferred to 999 Battalion at Sennelager, along with soldiers who have been charged with offences in the field of battle. In time of war, non-commissioned officers must have spent at least 12 months on active service in the front line. In time of peace, 10 years. All officers and non-commissioned officers shall be severely reprimanded if found guilty of showing undue leniency towards the men under their command. Any recruit who endures severe discipline without complaint and shows himself fit for military service may be transferred into an ordinary army regiment and will there be eligible for promotion in the normal way. Before such transfer shall be approved, however, a man must have been recommended for the cross on at least 4 occasions following action in the field. The number 999, the three nines as it was known, was a joke, or at any rate supposed to be a joke. It must be admitted that Supreme Command at first totally failed to see the humour of it, for the 900s had always been reserved for the special crack regiments. And then someone kindly explained to them that 999 was the telephone number of Scotland Yard in London, and what could possibly be more subtle or amusing.